Well, hello again. This morning's scripture reading is taken from the book of Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. And it says, "Humble yourselves before God, and under his mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you." That's 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7, and may the Lord add a blessing to the reading this morning.
Thanks, Debbie, for sharing that with us this morning. 1 Peter. And you and I have been, last week, you remember that we looked at anxious for nothing. And this morning, again, we're looking at that thought about anxious for nothing. Who remembers, I don't know about you, but I wonder if you remember that the chorus that we had when I was a kid, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." Anyone remember that? Surely there'd be someone online that would remember that. "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." Surely. It goes in the round. Remember we used to do that and have all the different people singing? If we were having church this morning, that was my plan, that we were going to be able to do that and do the round in the room and get everybody singing together. It's an interesting passage, I think. We're looking this morning at anxious for nothing, and the subtitle for the sermon this morning is Praying Through the Pain. Praying Through the Pain. I think one of the biggest battles that we see, the biggest battles that we have as a Jesus follower, is this battle that we have that nobody else ever sees. It's the battle of the mind. What about you? Is that your thinking as well, that there is often times where there's this internal wrestle, between what we know we could be doing if we wanted to live a life that was free, and then this internal narrative that we tell ourselves in our minds? There's this tension between being strong and being weak. Even Paul says, you know, "When I am weak, you are strong." There's a tension between being confident and being afraid. Who's ever been, you know, there's something that we're all afraid of, right? And I was with a friend of mine yesterday, and the thing that they are afraid of, the absolute most in the entire planet, they came face to face with yesterday. And when I saw them after that interaction, they were ashen. What is it that you are scared of? What's the one critter, maybe? I don't discriminate personally. I don't like all critters exactly the same. Any sort of critter or bug or live animal that is out of control, if it comes near me, I'm leaving. That's just how it is. Sometimes I think when we get in that anxious space where we've all seen online those survivor shows and things where they put them inside a container and they cover them in all sorts of critters. That is my absolute worst nightmare. At that moment in time, I know that I would be feeling absolutely overwhelmed. I'd be struggling. But you know, that happens in life as well. There are many times in life where I feel overwhelmed, where I'm absolutely feeling uncertain, no more than in the days in which we are faced at this present point in time. The world around us is changing so much. But we join with a guy called Paul, who writes these words, and I don't understand how he can write these. I've never been able to really comprehend it. These words, "Rejoice in the Lord always." I'll say it again, rejoice. And he's doing this from a jail cell. How can he possibly be rejoicing in the jail cell? "Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Don't be anxious for everything." We looked at this last week. Don't be anxious for everything, but in every situation, in prayer and petition or supplication, some messages use, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. When we're anxious, how can we possibly do that with thanksgiving? I struggle with that. I really struggle at times. And then this next verse, verse 7 of Philippians 4, and the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. I wonder this morning, a question that I'm going to ask you, and you might want to respond online, is it a sin to feel anxious? Well, I'd like to tell you that I don't think it is. It's absolutely not. Because we believe that Jesus was without sin, don't we? And yet he was anxious in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was anxious. Anxiety is not a sin. It's simply a signal or a symptom to turn our focus towards Jesus. When we're in a car and we see a red light, some people, let's be honest, they see orange light and they put that pedal down on the right-hand side of the car and speed up. Some people do that on red lights. And I remember years ago, I was in Toowoomba, where I grew up, and there's one intersection in Toowoomba, Ruthven and Margaret Street, which just seems to take forever. And one day I was sitting there and I thought, you know what? How long do I actually have to wait? Do I actually have to wait? How long do you reckon it is? Have a guess with those that you're watching this morning, and then I'll tell you how long it was. I never used to like going through that intersection because you used to have to wait for so long. It was 90 seconds. Seriously. How impatient was I that 90 seconds I didn't want to wait for? A red light doesn't mean let's speed through. It means that we need to stop. What about when warning lights come on in our car? Does that mean that it's a problem? No, the light is not a problem. It's simply a signal to take the car back to the mechanics. You do not want me working on your car, so make sure you find one that is actually better. I think sometimes that anxious feeling within us is an opportunity, that it's a signal alerting us that it's time to pray. Be anxious for nothing, but in every situation, pray. Do we? Do we pray in every situation? Do we pray, or do we try to fix it all by ourselves? If it's big enough to worry about, I reckon that it's big enough to pray about. Sometimes I think that worry sneaks up on us though, doesn't it? It sneaks up on us and we don't realize it's there. Well, you know, sometimes worry is one of those things that sort of snowballs and we have little worries. Oh, we can look after little worries on our own. We can look after little concerns. What does Paul tell everybody in his letter to the church in Philippi? Pray in every situation. It doesn't matter how small it is. Worried about a doctor's appointment? We need to pray. Decision that we need to make? We need to pray. Going to school can sometimes be stressful for those young people in our midst. We need to pray. Going to university? We need to pray. How are we going to pay for all these expenses? We need to pray. Trying to feed teenage sons? Only the Lord is going to be able to provide for that, so we need to start praying, right? If it's on our mind, then it is on God's heart. So don't be anxious. It's easy to say on the sidelines, but the encouragement this morning is to use our anxious feelings as a signal to turn to God, to turn our worries to Him. I hear a whole bunch of people say to me all the time, oh, it's easy for you, Wes, you're a preacher, you're a pastor. It's easy for you to pray. I don't know how to pray. Well, you could start with text messaging God. It could be that small. Who remembers when short message service came out and you could only have 144 characters? Anyone remember that? Maybe you could start with your prayers to God just using 144 characters. What I was hoping to do this morning, if we'd come together, is have a speed test with some of our young people. Who's ever seen them texting on their phones and how fast they can go? Anyone? It just amazes me how fast they can text. You see, to the enemy though, when we pray, that's intimidating. Isaiah 54:17 says that no weapon formed against us will prosper. So good, it's like a good neighbor. Prayer is like a good neighbor that's always there for us. God is with us. We can call on Him. He is not a distant God. You don't have to say it. You can sing it. You can write it. You can sigh it. You can shout it. You can shout it with excitement. You can shout it with anger. God can handle it. There are so many times where you and I can speak our frustrations to God. We don't need to have all of the words eloquently put together. We need to bring our anxiety and our worried thoughts to Him. I'm sure there are plenty of people within our church community that are concerned about the level of disconnect that this COVID-19 virus could have on our community. I will do whatever I can, and we are doing whatever we can to fight against disconnect. To fight against disconnect. God is a loving God who wants us to bring our worries to Him. For those of us that are parents, for those of us that are aunties and uncles, we know what it's like to have younger people come to us and share with us and trust us enough to help them carry them through and to share that burden with them. How much more then, friends, would it be that God would want to carry our burdens to Him? Debbie this morning read for us these words from 1 Peter 5. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up. Cast all your anxieties on Him. We used to sing a song when I was at Sunday school. Cast your burden on Jesus, for He cares for you. What a great song that is. If you're in a battle, which we all are, the key is that we need to be bringing the victor with us, God with us. Who remembers the story of David and Goliath? David did not go and fight that battle on his own, but he said, I have the Lord with me. I have the Lord with me. My challenge to you and to all of us who are watching this video in Fast Salvo's chat group online is that at 1900, which is 7 o'clock at night, I want to commit to you that I'm going to be praying. Would you join me? We're praying for the Lord to make a difference and to break through in this situation, to break through in the situations that our church finds itself. At 1900, there's a bit of a reason for that. 1900, every night from now until Easter, let's pray together. I don't have time. I'm a bit too busy. There's nothing on at church. It's okay. You'll have some spare time. Let's join together at 7 o'clock at night, every night till Easter, to pray for a breakthrough in this epidemic and this pandemic in which we're facing. Let's pray for protection for our church family. Let's pray for let's pray against isolation. Let's pray for opportunities to create more connection with people through the through social media and through technology. Who's ever felt like they are in too deep? Anyone ever been to the town pools? It may not be here, but you can go along for a while because you can reach the bottom and then all of a sudden it drops off. Who remembers that when it just drop off and then all of a sudden you are out of your depth? Anyone ever gone like that? I'm pretty sure that there are people in our online today, because I'm one of them and I'm online, that go through life thinking that they've got it all together, they can do it on their own, and then all of a sudden they're out of their depth and they need God. Well, friends, I want to encourage you this morning, let's not wait until we're out of our depth. Let's not wait till we're out of our depth to connect with God. Let's do that this morning. Let's do that before we're out of our depth. Before we have that feeling of, I'm sinking. I can figure this out on my own. This cycle of anxiety that we can find ourselves in is that we feel anxious, we try to take control. The more we try to control, the more we lose control. The more we try to control, the more we become anxious. So the more we become anxious, the more we try to take control. You can see how this cycle goes. If we want to break this cycle, then we need to give the power to the one who created us. We will never be able to hand that over until we have an element of surrender. You see, I think one of the problems that we have with this verse that Debbie read for us this morning from 1 Peter 5, verse 7, is that we cast our anxieties and then we wind them back in. We don't cast them. The word cast means to throw, to release, to give, to surrender, but we use it like a fishing rod, right? We put our anxieties on the end of the fishing line and we throw it out and then we wind that sucker back in and we keep it for ourselves. It's probably pretty similar to what we do with God, right? We cast it and we take it back. What's weighing you down this morning? What's the burden that you're carrying? Are you anxious about what the future would look like? Are you anxious about your job, about finances, about your marriage, about this thought about isolation? Are you worried about your children? Are you worried about aging parents? Are you worried about your health, that you're feeling like you can't keep up? Don't be anxious about anything. But in everything, by prayer and petition, bring your requests to God. And then this next verse is the kicker, right? This is the amazing verse. And the peace of God will guard you. The peace of God. It's not your peace. You can't get it. You don't own it. It belongs to God. It's not from this world. It is from Him who gives it. The world can't give it and the world can't take it away. When you want to surrender something, when you want to give something over, you have to have open hands, don't you? I think so often we live a life that is close-fisted, making sure that we don't lose it, right? And the more that we think we're going to lose it, the tighter our fists get. But I think there's an element in which our surrender is where we want to get to this morning. We want to cast our burdens to Him, for He cares for us. When I say Jesus, the very mention of the name Jesus, it shatters the darkness and it can calm our soul. When I say Jesus, even a whisper breaks through my doubting till all my fear is gone. This morning I want to leave you with this encouragement to release and to cast your burdens on Him. Don't use a fishing rod this morning. Don't use a fishing rod. Let's cast our burdens on Him, for He cares for us. Let's pray together. Loving God, we want to say thank you so much for who you are to us. That you are a good, good Father who does all that he can. Everything within your grasp to bring peace in our lives. It's who you are. You're a good, good Father. And as we share this morning in worship, Lord, there have been times where I have cast my anxieties, cast my worries on you, and I've wound them back in. Lord, forgive me. Lord, there might be others online this morning who are saying a similar thing. Yeah, you know what? I'm guilty of that too. Lord, would you break through in our situation that we could release those anxieties, that we would release those worries, that we would give our trust to you, that we would surrender to you. That we would hear your whisper, that you love us, that you care for us, that you would give us your peace as a gift for us in these days. We're going to have an opportunity just now to reflect, God. Lord, allow us to be spoken to by your Spirit as that video is played. And we pray these things in your name. Amen.